No, hi, how are you, Matt?
Yes, how are
yeah,
you?
Ted Nguyen, nice
so,
to meet you.
Cool presentation.
Oh, thank you. What did you think? Was it helpful?
Oh, that's cool. Like, yeah. On your own thing, so you're going to HTML5 now.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah,
it's all HTML5. Yeah.
Mobile, iPhone, really.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you totally mobile now?
Yeah, mobile. Yeah, so here I am at the Banana 2 blogging conference, and I really liked what you had to say about...
Emily Guillermo?
Uh-huh.
Emily Guillermo. No, it says Emily Guillermo, but it's really Emile.
Emile Guillermo. Yeah. So tell me what organization you're with and what brings you to the conference today.
My blog is at amok.com, amok.com, amok, no acronym. It means murderous frenzy, going into a murderous mm-hmm. frenzy. Yeah. And then also with ALDEF, the Asian American Legal Defense Fund, okay. ALDEF.org. So I'm here because I'm a traditional journalist who has been caught in the evolution of the World Wide Web.
Uh-huh.
And I want to see what an Asian American blogging confab is all about, and Banana 2 is it, so that's why I'm here.
What did you think about the term Banana 2? When I first heard about it, like, that's kind of odd to use the term banana, because, you know, as most Asians know, banana connotates yellow on the outside, white on the inside.
It is a little weird. I kept thinking, I'm a banana too? Like, banana also? Well, you know.
But this is the second year of banana. And it's really expanded. The first year of Sinus China was just 2 or 3 hours. Now, this year, it's at CBS Studios.
Yeah.
And it's the whole day. So what do you think about what's happening?
There's a lot of people with a lot to say. There's a lot of bloggers. I'm really happy that the tools of the web have really inspired people to take to it and use their voices. And that's really great. But now we got to step it up. And we have to explore even deeper these issues, right? It's not just about creating an awareness and letting people know about what's important. I mean, now we got to really go deeper
uh-huh.
and really give our audiences dig their teeth into, because you know that's why we need good writers, we need thoughtful writers, we need people going out there doing some real reporting, we need people out there really sharing real stories. That's what's going to take, you know, Asian American blogging to the next level.
Right. I'm all for fun, and I'm all for passion, and, you know, sharing content that's kind of fun. But for us and for me, it's really about business and about changing behavior, about moving society, about social media. And I really liked what you talked about as far as, you know, pushing the envelope and demanding the respect, both financially as well as spiritually, that we deserve.
Well, you know, it's one thing to take the tools and get your voice out. Okay, that's great. Now, if you can't make a living from it, then it just stays at that hobbyist level. And we've got to make sure that we go beyond that. Now, the way to do that is you got to make sure that people who blog, it can't just be a labor of love 100% of the time. Every now and then, you got to be able to get some pay for your work. And that's one of the things I had a problem with the Arianna Huffington $350 million deal with AOL, because, you know, there are a lot of bloggers out there who wrote for her for free, and I'm sure that they're not sharing any of her wealth. Now, you might say she's giving some value and that she's exposing you to another audience, but some people can look at what she did and say, hey, she's exploiting honest labor of writers who traditionally have been paid.
Right.
And so I'd like to see the new media really develop a better model, a better system, so that, you know, writers get paid for their work, and it's not a matter of you know, there's no sense of exploitation, you know, and everyone profits, not just the content makers or not just the content enablers, which is what Huffington is.
But the also the content providers, the people,
content creators, the
right.
content creators.
Yeah. And, you know, and I really like the way you said that, because it really is about, you know, the social web is really about content, content, content. And so if our content is being diminished and devalued, then what does that say about us as a profession?
Well, look, you know, Asian Americans naturally gravitate to the web because we could do things anonymously. We don't have to get too riled up. We could be really quiet. You know, it's almost a natural for us, right? But now we got to take that next step and say, look, we created something here, and we should share in some of that wealth. Now, a lot of people say, well, wait, you're sharing that wealth. We're exposing you. We're giving you exposure. Well, okay, then what else am I selling?
But the exposure doesn't buy me my rent payment or buy me food on the table.
Exactly. You got to be able to sell something else, you know, through the exposure in order to make some kind of payment. So, you know, like if I was running a grocery store, you know, here's my comment, and I run a meals grocery store. You know, exposure might help there, but frankly, look, if I'm writing something that's worth them putting on, I should be compensated.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So how can we move change the behavior and for the desired income, the income and output?
Well, I think we need a better model so that when websites are starting and they don't have a base, then things are, you know, flowing freely. Mm-hmm. But when people are making money, then I think you got to start saying, okay, let's spread the wealth, you know, so that the profits do trickle down. Mm-hmm. You know, blogging is fun, but if you can keep it on this free sort of thing, it's going to be good, but it's going to have some limitations because someone has to be paid for their work, and the best writers are going to gravitate to those paid sites. Some of the best writers don't gravitate to those paid sites for other reasons, because when you do get paid, there are limitations, there are restrictions, and you don't have the freedoms. So some people say, okay, I like the blog site. I like working in this realm because I have the ultimate freedom. But, you know, really, then you're talking about almost blogging journalism as a part-time effort because people have to make a living.
All right, so where do you think, you know, things are going with the blogging community and the evolution and the maturation of blogs?
Well, I think what happens is as people build audiences and as people are able to really get those audiences focused, you know, you don't need mass numbers to get to be able to monetize. You know, if you know more about your consumers, if you know you have a homogenous group of consumers, there's some value there to somebody. So in a lot of ways, the blogger writers just have to be, they have to be more entrepreneurial. They have to have a business sense. Sometimes that's not going to be in the offing because people who are writers, sometimes they're just writers.
Yeah. You know. So it's about utilizing the strategic business model and coupling it with their creative content generation.
Yeah, and maybe it's time for the people who do have that business acumen to then, you know, reach out to those good writers and then form viable blogs that's profitable, that can sustain, you know, payrolls and that can really sustain writers. I mean, because writers are always looking for a voice. The great thing about the blogs is that the cost of entry is relatively low, and if you have a voice, you have something to say, and you're good, you can have a place on the web that people can access. And that's always been what it's about. It's not always about money, but at some point, people want to get paid. Yeah,
exactly. So where can people find you on the social network as well as the bloggers?
They can find me at Twitter at Emil Amok, E-M-I-L-A-M-O-K. So Twitter at Emil Amok. And amok.com, amok.com, and also at ALDEF, Asian American Legal Defense Fund, ALDEF.org.
So. All right, well, thank you so much for taking the time. And, you know, we're here with about 200 people in Studio City at CBS Studios for the second annual Asian American Blogging Conference known as Banana 2. So thank you so much, and have a great day.
Thanks, Ted.